meeting in Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
Why is it there are so many stories, so many dating stories about guys not having transportation?
That's definitely like a theme on this show.
It sure is.
For this segment.
It happens again with Mickey from Granite Bay. Mickey, first of all, how'd you meet this guy?
I had this guy that was pursuing me for quite a while. I finally decided to go to dinner with him, and he asked me to meet him there. So you could tell that he didn't have a vehicle to pick me up. I get there, and he's nowhere in sight. I see him walking up the road from out of the woods with his hair slicked back and in a big poofy Raiders jacket.
Okay.
Could we go back to the part where he walked out of the woods? Like, was there a house?
I don't know. It was on top
I'm picturing Bigfoot right now.
Yeah, Bigfoot in a Raider jacket.
He just came walking out of the woods. Like, there was no street right there or anything.
Wow.
Really awkward dinner. And at the end of it, he told me that he didn't have money because he didn't have a job right now and asked if I could cover it.
No.
At the end of dinner?
Yeah. I kind of looked at the waitress and I said, oh boy. And then he just kept talking about how his last name was somebody that was on the Raiders team at one point, but there was no relation, and he thought that was the coolest thing. And
that was like the big topic of conversation with him?
That was it, yeah. He didn't have much to say, and I'm a Niners fan, so I wasn't in bed.
So what happened after that? Did you ever talk to him again?
No, he tried to get a hold of me a couple times, and I just walked him and moved on.
Oh, my gosh. The walking out of the woods, I mean, this guy seems like Bigfoot. The fact that he's going on and on about the Raiders, but he's a Niners fan, pay his way.
I think Bigfoot would be a Raider fan, too.
Actually, now that I think about it, you might be right.
Yeah, this guy had the big poofy Raiders jacket.
Listen, it's not the worst date I ever heard, so I don't want to give 5 flags because I got to reserve that for the absolute worst. But this is pretty bad, so 4.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.